We're about to have a chat with somebody who is pro-choice, that is not being told what vaccine to or not to have. 131060, we just want to open the phone lines. If you have an opinion on this after listening to our chat with Rhonda, we would love to take your calls. We just want to open it up to everybody because we're using the platform this morning for a bit of freedom of speech.
Yeah, Rhonda is a friend of mine, and I saw on the Instagram over the weekend, her personal Instagram, she went to the Pete Evans rally. It wasn't actually his rally. He was just
a guest speaker, but guest it was speaker. About like pro-choice and we don't, you know, if I don't want to get a vaccine, I shouldn't have to.
Yes, yeah, so we want to get Rhonda's take on it this morning. Morning, Rhonda.
Good morning. How are you going, guys?
We're so good. I want to give you the platform to talk about pro-choice. We have given plenty of airtime to people who are pro-vaccination with the COVID-19 vaccine rolling out.
Sure.
But I would love to hear the arguments for pro-choice. You attended a rally that Pete Evans hosted the other day, I believe, which was talking about pro-choice when it comes to vaccinations.
That's exactly right. Just to maybe clarify something, it actually wasn't organised by Pete Evans.
Okay.
Other organisers. I mean, he was just there as a guest speaker.
Sure.
But he actually wasn't. We were lucky to have him there. That was great to see him and meet him and all that kind of stuff.
So you didn't know he was going to be there, Rhonda. You went and then all of a sudden Pete Evans pops up.
I actually didn't know he was going to be there until he actually got on stage. I knew kind of what was going on. It wasn't guaranteed that he was going to be there, but it was apparently there was some talk. There were a few other political guest speakers that were going to be there that weren't able to come, actually.
So what did he have to say? What did Pete Evans get up and talk about?
Basically just freedom of speech, really. Just letting people know that, you know, you do actually have a choice. I actually do have a video of what he got up and spoke about. But yeah, really just telling people that, you know, that freedom of, like, you know, freedom of speech, basically, that you do have a choice, you know, my body, my choice, basically. Nothing else, really, like nothing kind of bizarre or conspiracy theories or anything like that. People are saying that he was running for, you know, politics and all that kind of stuff. There was none of that really in there. Mm-hmm. But there is, like, I think the media's just really kind of spun a lot of things, as they do.
Rhonda, we would never do that.
What are we talking
Come
about?
On now. That's
about?
Not us. That's not us, Rhonda.
I'm really like
Hey, can I ask then, so you went along to, I guess, can we call it a rally? Is that?
It was a protest. It was actually a protest.
What was your purpose of going there? Can I ask, like, what your motivation is to attend a protest?
Yeah, basically mum of three. My kids are all actually vaccinated, so we're actually not, like my kids have been vaccinated. I've got a 12-year-old, 11-year-old and an almost 8-year-old.
Yeah.
They all have been vaccinated. They are up to date with vaccines. It was really hard for me, you know, like 10 years ago I actually didn't want to vaccinate my kids, but I had my reasons behind it. I had to go back to work. And at that time, the government did basically not allow you to put your kids in childcare unless they were vaccinated. So I felt like I was basically forced into vaccinating my kids.
Sure.
That's a completely different topic. But so again, with this, it's basically just teaching our kids to let them know to stand up, because this vaccine, I mean, I'm not going to get too much into it, there's actually not much testing done on it. And the side effect is death. I mean, that's a major side effect. So for me, it's just like, there's a lot that I can get into.
So there's been deaths around the world. Is that what you're saying?
Around the world, yep.
Yep.
UK is one of the big ones. I'll let you guys basically do your research. I mean, I'm happy to send through links and things like that.
Sure.
But I think just really kind of scary to think that, and even jobs, like I've got friends that are on the front line, and I feel like they're being coerced into having this vaccine, otherwise they may lose their jobs.
I just wanted to, and Rhonda, I am not in any way pushing an agenda on you at all. Like, that is not the purpose of this conversation. It really is to give somebody with your voice this platform. But I do just want to point one thing out to you, because you have said that the COVID vaccination can result in death.
Yes.
But COVID-19 results in death. And so the point, I believe, whether, you know, there are safety concerns, absolutely, there has been a sense of rushing through this vaccine. That, though, I believe the reason that that is happening is so that people will not die from COVID-19. And I think more people have died from or with COVID-19 than have had a adverse reaction to the vaccine. I just wanted to point that out, because that is, I think it can be misleading when you say something so dramatic that the vaccine causes death.
Yeah, I do appreciate, I completely understand and respect where you're coming from.
Cool.
I think more so for the rally, and I completely understand, like, obviously COVID is a real thing. We know that COVID's a real thing. However, the reason for our rally was freedom of speech, basically.
Sure.
That's the main point. For example, the whole mask situation. You basically adhere to what they're saying, and then all of a sudden they refuse you entry if you don't wear the mask. For me, that's taking away your rights. I understand there's public health, public risk, and all that kind of stuff, but you also need to understand that we do have a choice, basically. Do we want the vaccination? No. Do we want the vaccination? Yes. Everybody has the right. That was the main point of the rally.
Yeah.
That we still have that freedom of speech is still alive. Like, we've got to stand up for what we believe. And I understand that there is, it's happening, it's being rolled out. There's just so much more that I can say, but I'm just going to respect them.
It's a really deep, like, it's a very, I think you've done a really good job of voicing how you feel. It's a really deep, complex one, and I understand that too. There are many, many little, like, jump-off points from this initial debate, and I think what you're trying to say, and it is a really fair point, is you're standing up for people's freedom to speak their mind, to make their own choices about what they do and do not accept from the authorities. And I think that's a really nice way, and I hope I did you justice in summing up that argument.
Thank you. You did. Amazing. Amazing.
There are other arguments like a duty of care and a responsibility to society and herd immunity. And I don't necessarily agree with you, but I think that it's good to be able to agree to disagree on stuff.
Thank you. Absolutely. Yes, we're all entitled to our own opinion and our choice, I think, as long as we have that choice. But obviously, we're not going to put people's health at risk. You've got to be open-minded. You've got to actually, you know, like, I'm a mum at the end of the day. Am I going to put my kids at risk?
No.
No. I have to refrain from swearing with that one. But
but I hear you. As a mum too, like, it's interesting how it is a real game changer when you're making decisions. So your responsibility is for the health of your children. And it's different when it's just you, you know, like, but when you're responsible for the welfare of other people who you dearly care about and love, it can change the goalposts a little.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You said it really well.
And so what are you going to do when the time comes, Rhonda, when they say you either have it or you don't get to travel overseas, you don't get to go interstate? What are you going to do then?
We're basically just going to have to, you know, just off grid, mate.
Off the grid. Take me with you, Rhonda. Take me there. That sounds like a fun place to be.
If the rallies and the protests gain enough traction, that might not be the ultimatum that is delivered, because the government will have to listen to those voices, and it may not come to that. They might not enforce that. And I think that that's what Rhonda's standing up for.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Maz. You got me. Absolutely.
Nice work. Thanks, Rhonda.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys. Take care. Thanks,
babe. Take it easy.
Thank you. Love and light.
And this has got the people fired up for both sides of the argument, I will say, Maz.
It's an age-old debate, isn't it? We're talking about vaccinations. We had Rhonda on the air just before. She attended a pro-choice rally a few days ago, and we gave her the platform to say her piece, which was she didn't want to be dictated to about what to do with her body, which is a fair argument to have when we're talking under the guise of freedom of speech.
Now, look, we do have people calling the show who are on Team Rhonda for this one. We have people who are the opposite of that as well, like Kim from the Central Coast on 13 10 60. Now, Kim, you're a registered nurse.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on what Rhonda had to say, Kim?
Oh, look, I have to say I was a little bit cranky to start with, but then I had a think about it, and I understand completely that you want to have, you know, decisions about your own body. But I think it's about really looking at the facts, researching this vaccine, what it's about, what it actually will stop and prevent. And working through the pandemic, I've been a nurse for 20 years.
Yeah.
Never worked through this in my life. And the fact that we can protect our kids.
So what are the facts, though? Because there's no 100% with this, is there? So a lot of the stuff you read is like it's only a 70% chance and they haven't tested it fully.
And a lot of it's to do with herd immunity. So it's being able to have it cycle through at a low rate, rather than the full force of the vaccine, the full force of the disease, where it does impend and cause death. you know, it's going to have that protection. Yes, it may not, you know, give you 100% protection, but it's certainly going to reduce the side effects of death, you know, as they're talking about. It's going to give you more of a chance to fight off these diseases. It's like the flu vaccine. It's like most vaccines, you know.
Kim, can I ask, as an RN, are you sort of in line as a frontline worker to have the vaccine soon?
Yes, yeah, definitely.
When are you getting your jab?
Next couple of weeks.
Yeah, cool.
Are you excited by it?
Sounds
like you're ready to go.
I am, because it's another form of protection for me.
For you.
And for my patients. You know, I can look after these people, not dressed as a bubble, you know.
Do you know of any nurses?
I've lived in a bubble for the last 6 months, so let's be honest.
Once you get the vaccine, you no longer have to wear that protective.
Oh, you do have to wear protective equipment. Of course you do. But
okay.
Your whole life's not in a bubble, you know.
Of course.
I went through the stage where I couldn't go home to my children because I was worried.
Wow.
You know, every time someone had, you know, suspected COVID, I was quarantined.
That's right, because you're at risk.
You know,
yeah.
So of course you're going to wear your PPE, and of course you're going to have those protective measures, but the risk of dozens of people and hundreds of people all at the one time and not being able to manage that is what we're trying to
prevent. I feel like the vaccine is like another little tool in our toolkit in protection. So there's, you know, there's mask wearing,
yeah,
there's hand washing, there's, you know, we're checking in so that we can track if you do present with symptoms, and then the vaccine is another tool in that toolkit.
Yeah,
Kim, thanks for calling the show this morning.
I got one more question for Kim before we go. Kim, do you know of any other nurses that aren't keen to get the vaccine? Nation, like Rhonda said, because you're talking on behalf of yourself here.
And I am just talking about myself, and there's been lots of discussions, but most nurses, I think, will just look into it.
But do they feel like they can speak up and say, I don't want it?
Oh,
without fear of losing their job?
Oh, most definitely.
Okay.
It's not, you know, I think it's something that it is your choice, and you've got to do the research in order to make that decision appropriately. So it's about making safe choices for yourself. There's no right or wrong, I don't think. You've just got to make sure that you're educating yourself. You're not basing this on something that you've heard or someone else's opinion.
Sure. All right. Well, Kim.
Well said.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks, Kim.
Appreciate you being on air with us. A lot of calls still coming through. We're going to take those, 131060. Revisit it tomorrow.
Yes, definitely.
So if you want to have your say, feel free to call the show. You can also text through your thoughts as well, 0480 18900.